Mic check 717. This is Eric T. Jones, aka Brother Jones, and I just need 5 minutes of your time. Today, I'm going to discuss the ideology of Black Republicans to understand why Black Republicans are Black Republicans. Although they represent the minority, I honestly wish this wasn't the case. Now, before I get misinterpreted, let me explain. Given most Blacks are Democrats, it leaves them susceptible to political malpractice. If the Democrats know they got Blacks in their back pocket, what incentive do they have to do right by us? Very little. When Diddy said the Black vote would not be free last year, like others, I thought to myself, how erroneous of him to make such an irresponsible statement. But to be frank, I so wish he were correct. Imagine that. A republic where Blacks can choose among the better of the two instead of the lesser of the two evils. Okay, back to reality. Whether this nation is under Democrats or Republicans' leadership, socioeconomic disparities would persist. Now, Black Republicans would interject and suggest government isn't the solution, it's the problem. Just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and take a slice of that good old American pie. Well, let's discuss that hypothesis. But before I do that, I'm going to provide some historical background on Black Republicans concerning a watershed moment in political history that still resonates today. The 1964 U.S. presidential election between Lyndon B. Johnson and Barry Goldwater. Historian Leah Wright Rigger discusses this moment in her book titled The Loneliness of the Black Republican. Senator Goldwater, who opposed the Civil Rights Bill and voted against it, claimed it was an example of federal overreach and therefore unconstitutional. We heard that before. Although this election demonstrated how many Black Republicans defected from the party, a small percentage of them remained with the GOP. Rigger lists several reasons why. Number one, they endorsed traditional conservatism like free enterprise, small government, and individualism. Number two, they believe allegiance to one party would create an unhealthy political environment. And number three, they determined the Democrats would not embrace their conservatism, so they just remain Republican. It's important to note Black Republicans after 1964 were not homogenous. Their political ideologies varied, and some made a valiant effort to merge conservatism with racial liberalism. Basically, some Black Republicans tried to do right by Black people. This objective seemingly failed, but I appreciate the sentiment. For other Republicans, the United States was going too far to the left and needed to be rerouted. The feds were violating states' rights by enforcing racial equality onto them. Consequently, the party became more and more inflexible, especially after Ronald Reagan. Surprisingly, Clarence Thomas noted this in 1987. He said, Blacks are not stupid, and no matter how good an idea or proposal is, no one is going to give up the leftist status quo as long as they view conservatives as antagonistic to their interest. And conservatives do little or nothing to dispel the perception. You probably won't hear Uncle Thomas say anything like this in 2021. Still, there was hope for him in 1987. He, along with others, was willing to have a conversation and do the work to ensure the Republican Party was attractive to a broader Black audience. But that boat has now sailed. The threads that unite Black Republicans across the 20th and 21st centuries are that they still promote free enterprise, small government, and individualism. You know, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps even though some people don't have boots to begin with. Even if they have boots, we have to differentiate between low quality and high quality boots. All boots are not equal. Yet, Black people who grew up with no boots, low-quality boots, and yet still made it in America become paragons that all Blacks should model their life after. Black exceptionalism is remarkable, but it is not the rule. Plus, there's always been Black exceptions. The issue is, some people have the opportunity and support to illustrate their merit, whereas others do not. And this accounts for all people, irrespective of race or ethnicity. I'm just not convinced the gap that separates successful and struggling Blacks is exclusively hard work. Unfortunately, there are just not enough slices in the pie. The haves ate the pie and have-nots are waiting for the U.S. to bake another pie. In the meantime, they search high and low for crumbs that hold them over until they die. That is free enterprise for you. And that's the reality for far too many Black people. So, Black Republicans, your ideology may work in theory, but it does not work in practice. I'm still waiting for you to find a tasteful recipe and the necessary ingredients to bake this extra pie. Until then, I'll keep asking, where's the pie? Well, my 5 minutes are up. Keep your head on the swivel until next time.